you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My number one priority is to do what's right for the American people, for jobs, and for economic growth. I'm focused on making sure that tens of millions of hardworking Americans are not seeing their paychecks shrink on January 1st, just because the folks here in Washington are busy trying to score political points. And because of this agreement, middle-class Americans won't see their taxes go up on January 1st, which is what I promised. A promise I made during the campaign, a promise I made as president.
There's the president focused on the tax deal. He's made a deal for the tax cuts and is tired of listening to some of the people in his own party give him the old 1-2, as it were. So he held a news conference, and he defends his compromise plan to extend the tax cuts, calling it, quote, a good deal for the American people. Is it? Seems to be. Is he going to the middle? Does he have to be in the middle the next couple of years to win re-election? Is he a changed man? I laugh because it's what politicians say all the time. I've seen the light. I understand what you're telling us. Anyway, the president and the agreement is the focus of what goes on in conversation radio. Lots of talk about this this week. So here's your chance to review the input from the various parties involved, both sides of the issue, pro, con, right, left, Republican, Democrat. Let's see what we can come up with in terms of your own understanding and whether you like the bill or you don't. Weigh in here when you have a chance at 800-510-8255. Be more than happy to hear from you. Also, you can check in through various sources that we have, Twitter and Facebook, and our text line, 646-926-DOUG. The argument here is that it is a price that had to be paid to spare the middle class from having to pay more in taxes. President also promised the Democrats that didn't like this deal that the fight over the cuts for the highest income Americans will continue over the next couple of years. Yes, the class warfare will continue. That's my pejorative. It wasn't clear if the president's defense of the deal, as well as Joe Biden's one-on-one efforts with some of his pals up on Capitol Hill behind closed doors where the media couldn't listen, would sway some more of those who are extraordinarily liberal. The overall cost to the Treasury of this compromise is about $600 billion somewhere over the next couple of years. How do we pay for that? Another good question, right? Here the president breaks down exactly how you will benefit from this tax deal.
Because of this agreement, 2 million Americans who lost their jobs and are looking for work will be able to pay their rent and put food on their table. And in exchange for a temporary extension of the high-income tax breaks, not a permanent, but a temporary extension, a policy that I opposed, but that Republicans are unwilling to budge on, this agreement preserves additional tax cuts for the middle class that I fought for and that Republicans opposed 2 years ago. I'll cite three of them. Number one, if you are a parent trying to raise your child or pay college tuition, you will continue to see tax breaks next year. Second, if you're a small business looking to invest and grow, you'll have a tax cut next year. Third, as a result of this agreement, we will cut payroll taxes in 2011, which will add about $1,000 to the take-home pay of a typical family. So this isn't an abstract debate. This is real money for real people. It will make a real difference in the lives of the folks who sent us here. It will make a real difference in the pace of job creation and economic growth. In other words, it's a good deal for the American people.
You agree it's a good deal for you? You're an American people. 800-510-8255. Now look at some of the information about the fiscal health of America this week, wondering how we're going to do all the things we're committed to do. You'd think there'd be a wholesale overview of some of the foreign aid, for example. There's so many different places that we could turn that the American people don't support. You could cut a lot of these budget deficits are created by having too much largesse in a time when we can't afford it. Here the president compares the Republicans to hostage takers.
I've said before that I felt that the middle class tax cuts were being held hostage to the high-end tax cuts. I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers, unless the hostage gets harmed. Then people will question the wisdom of that strategy. In this case, the hostage was the American people, and I was not willing to see them get harmed. Again, this is not an abstract political fight. This is not isolated here in Washington. There are people right now who, when their unemployment insurance runs out, will not be able to pay the bills. There are folks right now who are just barely making it on the paycheck that they've got, and when that paycheck gets smaller on January 1st, they're going to have to scramble to figure out, how am I going to pay all my bills?
But that's the case with most of us, sir. So why are these people who are without jobs more special than those who are with jobs? You follow this? There's something about the thinking here that doesn't add up. And that's what I think is troubling to a lot of folks in our country when they think this through. Okay, well, I'm working two jobs. Maybe some of you are. I'm working two jobs. You working two jobs? If that's the case, then how does this is like from another planet reasoning? It doesn't compute, as they say. 800-510-8255. Okay, we're going to hear from some of the senators who are onto this. We'll listen to some of the pundits who are onto this, and we'll make up our minds as to what we think. And you'll hear from your fellow Americans as usual during this hour of the countdown. The tax cut compromise, our focus.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Next up from CNN this time, John King has a discussion with Senator Sherrod Brown. We're talking about the deal on the tax cuts. Sherrod Brown says a lot of Democrats are really angry at the president. He, for one, Brown, will not support it.
Senator, the vice president came up today to meet with the Democrats in a private caucus to try to say, look, this isn't as bad a deal as you might think. The president needs you on this one. Does he get your vote?
He doesn't have it yet. I'm still very concerned about this. The vice president didn't. He's good. He always is. He didn't sell too many members of our caucus. There's still a lot of anger. There's, you know, my concern, John, is that what happens in the next year, these tax cuts, you know what I said last night, we borrow $700 billion from the Chinese, add it to our children and grandchildren's credit cards, and then give it to millionaires and billionaires with these tax cuts. Now, we've already voted twice for tax cuts for the middle class. We know that. But we do this, and what happens next year? What we're concerned about is the budget deficit has gotten worse. The Republicans will blame it on Barack Obama, even though this tax cut's what got us there from the early Bush tax cuts 9 years ago, which clearly didn't work to build the economy. And then the Republicans are going to come after, let's cut Social Security, let's cut Medicare. With these tax cuts, the budget hole is just exploding, a huge deficits, and the Republicans are going to want to fill those deficits by going after Medicare and Social Security. That's what they're going to do. That's what they always do, tax cuts for the rich, then go after Medicare and Social Security. And I'm very worried about that in the next couple of years and how Barack Obama is going to need to answer it and what we're going to do about it.
The president was faced with questions about all the Democratic criticism. Democrats saying, why didn't he stay in there and fight? Why doesn't the president show more spine? The president saying he defended this deal. He said he thought it was the best deal right now. But then he also said, don't worry about me in the future. Let's listen.
I will be happy to see the Republicans test whether or not I'm itching for a fight on a whole range of issues. I suspect they will find I am.
That is the crux of this, isn't it? Even though you don't like the particulars of this deal, that comes along every now and then. The sense you get from talking to Democrats like yourself is that they view this as potentially a snowball on the top of a hill. And he's cutting a deal here you don't like, and you just mentioned Medicare and Social Security and maybe something else, and that this snowball starts rolling and rolling. Do you believe the president has the spine and the principles for those fights?
Well, I think the president's going to figure out how to win in 2012. I'm not so concerned about that. I'm concerned about what this does to the middle class. And I know what Republicans do. I know that they go after cutting Medicare and cutting Social Security. The president will make those arguments fine, probably win the election in 2012 based on that. That's less my concern is less about him than it is what happens to the middle class and what happens to older Americans, older Ohioans, Appalachia and rural Northwest Ohio and Cleveland, what happens to them when the Republicans go after Medicare and Social Security. I've seen them do it.
Seen them do it. Those bad, bad, bad guys going to do it. When do we become, remember when Rush Limbaugh said on the air that there was something about Hillary Clinton and he'd rather see a Chinaman or something win. It was something really outrageous rather than Hillary Clinton or a Russian or something. Or no, it was maybe a member of Al-Qaeda. Something really outrageous. And so as I listen to some of these things, and the reason I bring it up is because a lot of people accuse Limbaugh of fomenting the unrest that's creating a lot of the problems in our country. He and his ilk are so upsetting. It's all not about ideas. It's about having your own way. It's not a discussion of ideas at all. It's the purpose of these comments to divide America. And in dividing America, do we leave the door open for those who are outside of America to have an easier time getting their way with us or stirring the pot? Back to something that we heard on an earlier countdown hour about what Khrushchev said, you will destroy yourselves from within. I think there was a caller regarding another issue that said the same thing. So here we are fighting with each other, listening to these people talk about others as if, whether it's Limbaugh or Sherrod Brown or whoever it is, like they were from Mars, like they weren't Americans. They're Cretans from the Black Lagoon or something. That's really what bothers me about all this. And it's on both sides. It's very demeaning, detrimental to our health. More coming up. Bill O'Reilly up next on The Countdown.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Are you intimidated by some of this information, or is it square from the shoulder? You think that the president is being genuine? As I said, one of the headlines I read, testy Obama fires back at Democrats on his frustration with the party attacking him over this tax cut deal. It's a compromise. He thinks the Republicans are hostage takers. How do you react to that if you're a Republican? Anything different than the usual stuff? They are denouncing him, the liberal Democrats denouncing him. You know what the context of this is, because the info has been around for a couple of days. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls after we listen to a few more of the ingredients that make this an interesting stew, the chat stew. Bill O'Reilly gives the president some kudos here.
Hysteria on the left. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. First of all, good for President Obama. Good for him. He did the right thing for the country by backing away from raising taxes on the affluent and small business owners. The president knew that would not pass in the Senate, and a stalemate would have caused a tax rise on all Americans. Now there's a chance that tight money might loosen up and business might start expanding again. That is the only way out of this bad economic mess we're in. But the ideologues on the far left are not interested in any of that. They want income redistribution and the economy be damned.
Democrats are unhappy. I think they get the sense that, you know, they understand compromise is give and take, but they feel like the president's given and Republicans are taking.
It is an absolute disaster and an insult to the vast majority of the American people.
Liberals are furious, and they should be, including me.
I'm not at all happy with this. I want to see all the details before I make any kind of commitment.
I don't think he fights sometimes enough for the things he believes in.
It's asking his base to compromise when he wasn't willing to fight, and it's a tragic day for those of us who trusted him to fight.
Now, the president is making the calculation that the far left will rally to him down the road despite their disenchantment now. In a press conference today, Mr. Obama said he gave the tax hike up for the good of the folks.
A long political fight that carried over into next year might have been good politics, but it would be a bad deal for the economy, and it would be a bad deal for the American people.
Which is absolutely true. The president then went on to say that the deal he made with the Republicans will likely stimulate the economy. So my question is, then why did you oppose the deal up till now, Mr. President? Mr. Obama sounded like a supply sider today, did he not? There comes a time when every president has to do what's best for the folks or perish politically. And Barack Obama stuck up for us today. But it is worth noting that some on the far left who once adored him are now trying to damage the president. A whacked-out group even tried to bring down the White House phone system today. The American economy obviously needs to improve. Massive government spending on economic stimulus has not worked thus far. So now the folks will have more money to spend. Let's pray that turns things around.
All right, yep, we hold a good thought for that for sure. Bill O'Reilly on the countdown. Now, I suppose that this is considered the loyal opposition from MSNBC, which is the counter to Fox News. Keith Olbermann, whether he's the counter to Bill O'Reilly, as someone said once, Keith Olbermann is no Bill O'Reilly, but he has some interesting ideas. And so let's hear him and his take on the president's deal.
In exchange for selling out a principal campaign pledge and the people to whom and for whom it was made, in exchange for betraying the truth that the idle and corporate rich of this country have gotten unprecedented and wholly indefensible tax cuts for a decade, in exchange for giving the idle and corporate rich of this country two more years to accumulate still more and more vast piles of personal wealth with which they can buy and sell everybody else, in exchange for extending what he spent the weeks before the midterms calling tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires to people who have proven without a scintilla of doubt, without even a fig leaf of phony effort to make it look like they would do otherwise, that they will keep the money for themselves. In exchange for injecting new vigor into the infantile, moronic, disproved for a decade, three-card Monty game of an economic theory purveyed by these treacherous and ultimately traitorous Republicans, that tax cuts for the rich will somehow lead to job creation, even though if that had ever been true in the slightest, the economy would not be where it is today. In exchange for giving tax cuts for the rich, which the nation cannot afford, and extending their vintage through the next election, and thus promising, at best, a reenactment of this whole sorry, amoral, degrading spectacle during the 2012 presidential campaign, when the sides will be climbing over each other to again extend these cuts. In exchange for this searing and transcendent capitulation, the president got just 13 months of extended benefits for those unemployed less than 100 weeks.
All right, so there's Keith Olbermann with what you'd expect him to say, right? 28 after on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Snickers from LibertySnickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertySnickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Head counsel.
Talk radio coast to coast.
And around the world at Good Day Show or DougStephan.com. Either of those places, you can find the countdown info right there in the box on the homepage. Gives you the behind-the-scenes story, more of the story than just whatever it is that we're talking about on the air. And that is usually, we have a pretty complete approach to these things. At least that's the idea. Try to bring all of the sides together. We research what's going on dozens of radio stations around the country, watch the talk television shows, and get the sense of at least these people who often set a sense of call from those who are listening. They're often hitting something that seems to ring a bell with you. 800-510-8255. So let's take a couple of excerpts from a few radio programs we listen to, including the one hosted by David Serrata, who says this isn't a deal, it's a surrender on the part of the president.
This is not a deal. This is a capitulation. This is a surrender. This is the Obama White House waving the white flag. This wasn't a debate. There wasn't a fight. There was nothing. There was just, thank you, sir, may I have another. You know, I saw an Onion headline recently after the election where the Republicans won a couple seats. That was after the election. They said Republicans increased their Senate majority to 45 votes, right, or 46 votes, right? The joke being, of course, that 46 or 45 votes in the Senate is not a majority. But the Republicans, because the Democrats are so pathetic, are so weak, are such a joke, that the Republicans are governing this country. And the Republicans are governing this country right now, despite the fact that Democrats control every legislative branch of the government and the executive branch of the government. Clearly, that's the storyline underneath this so-called deal. The Democrats didn't even put up a fight. No fight. They waved the white flag. And think about the evolution of what's gone on. For 8 years, the Democratic Party told us that the Bush tax cuts were a disaster, were a fiscal disaster, creating huge deficits. And as the government data shows, the Bush tax cuts are the single largest factor in the deficit. They said it wasn't a job-creating economic policy, and of course the Bush years were the weakest record of economic growth and job growth, the weakest decade of economic growth and job growth on record. And they were right in that criticism. And now, with control of the legislative apparatus of government, the Democratic Party is going on record completely reversing everything that they have said for a decade. All of a sudden, they're saying that they can't remove the tax cuts for income above $250,000 a year because that would supposedly hurt the economy. Well, wait a minute. I thought that the Bush tax cuts were the terrible economic policy that helped drive the economy into the ditch during the Bush years. Now, all of a sudden, they can't repeal them because the Bush tax cuts for the very rich is an engine of economic growth. You see what I'm saying here? You see the hypocrisy?
Do you hear the hypocrisy? Probably better a reference from a man who's on the radio, 800-510-8255. You'll be on the radio pretty soon with your comments. One more shot from another radio guy named Frank Shires, and this compromise is, he thinks, part of a long-term strategy on the part of the president.
So why is he doing this? Well, the Washington Post says that it's strategery. They say that it is a very deliberate strategy to demonstrate the president's ability to compromise with Republicans and portray the president as the last reasonable man in a very partisan Washington. It places the strategy places a premium, according to the Washington Post, on winning back independent votes. Now, you might think that is cynical, and it is. Is it good for the country? Who knows? Is it good for Obama? Yeah. In fact, the Pew Research Center says 59% of the independents, and these are the people that turned against the president and his policies in this last election, 59% of independents said Obama should work with Republican leaders. 59%, almost two-thirds. Now, knowing that and knowing that the White House has adopted this strategy, what they're trying to do is restore the president's image as a post-partisan leader, somebody beyond partisan politics, and what they're trying to do is to bring independent voters back into the fold because they need them in 2012 to get him reelected, which is why the president was more than happy to talk about a long-term picture.
Then my question is, does it make sense for me to tack a little bit this way or tack a little bit that way? Because I'm keeping my eye on the long term and the long fight. Not my day-to-day news cycle, but where am I going over the long term? And I don't think there's a single Democrat out there who, if they look at where we started when I came into office and look at where we are now, would say that somehow we have not moved in the direction that I promised.
So, see, he's taking that, like, and when he says looking at the long-term picture, what he's looking at is 2012. That's it. Sorry, that's what he's looking at. And that's not bad. I mean, it is what it is. That's what politicians do. If it were a Republican position, absolutely, they would be doing the same thing.
Time for a summit, isn't it? Is it time for a summit? All right, compromise, politics, et cetera, et cetera. The president defending the tax cut. There's no single thing that I haven't done or tried to do. The president assuring that there will be a fight about this. Everybody's going to fight. Let's fight. Yeah. Americans fighting with other Americans. You see how ludicrous that all is? 800-510-8255. The president has found himself in an unusual position as he sealed that tax cut agreement. The Republicans say, hooray for you. The Democrats say, boo on you. A pox on your house, Mr. President. I'm not going to do it. So, this is about $250,000 a year. That's a lot of money. I don't think that's a lot of money anymore. Frank, if you're making $45,000 a year, it's a lot of money. But the way that we sort of, again, pejoratively use these lines and artificially create image in people's mind. I know a lot of people who work very hard in their small businesses who may make that kind of dough, but what is it at what cost? And the other side of it is, how do we get people to try to start new businesses? It's like these folks are talking with forked tongues. You need to feed the machine. And in order to feed the machine, you got to give the machine, not necessarily incentives, but you got to give it some fuel anyway. The country was founded on the fact that people had ideas and they could work at them and make their dreams come true. Hard work. And yeah, there are a lot of people, and I say a lot, I don't know what that number means, but thousands of people who make lots of money or have lots of money, inherited money, and they protect themselves, they shelter themselves from having to pay a lot of taxes. And that's just the game that's played. This is all a game. And I say it's unhealthy because these harsh words back and forth don't do any of us any good. We have lots of problems on the outside, so why do we chop at each other on the inside? And we get around to the question of whether or not this is a dangerous thing for America. Is this something that needs to be curbed, all this stuff back and forth, the emotions that come from people who listen to some people on the radio denigrate the president, whether it's one party or another. You may be interested in this as a talk radio extra or aside. Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, who is a talk radio personality himself, taking aim at what he calls the racist comments of Rush Limbaugh and others, and he's fed up with it. Sharpton's going to ask the Federal Communications Commission to rein in what he defines as hate speech. The one way he aims to get the attention of station owners is by attacking the various permits that they're granted. He's talking about cross-ownership waivers, other things that are technical, but it's hard to tell what he's got in mind. I just know he's going to the FCC to complain about Rush Limbaugh and the people who are either national or local that are as strident as they are. He was on with Ed Schultz on Ed Schultz's program. Ed is on the left. Sharpton is really staying on message here. He's serious about this, apparently. The last thing the FCC wants to be is forced into regulating content. It's got enough problems. They can't enforce indecency and obscenity rules. How are they going to enforce this kind of stuff? But Sharpton will make some noise, and it'll be interesting to see who lines up as his ally. 800-510-8255. Do those sorts of things further help to the discussions that we're having about the tax cut and the Democrats and the back and forth? Pick an issue, any issue, and you hear these nasty, horrible, negative comments that don't really fit in the debate if you are a gentle person. But this is not about being a gentle person, apparently. 800-510-TALK. We'll talk with you about your ideas. Are you going to be affected by the tax cut deal? We'll find out in a moment here on the Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's see if we're going to get into some class warfare ourselves here. Andy calls from Auburn, New York. Andy, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Yeah, you're accusing people of chopping away at each other, but I listened to you. And
how did I accuse people of chopping away? Are you talking about the raw, rude stuff that goes on the radio that I think is anti-purposeful? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. I like you, Mr. Well, Stephens,
I like you too, Andy. You're a swell
your
guy.
Your disgust for a lot of the people whose voices you're playing is palpable. But, all right, yesterday I would have ripped into Obama just as viciously as many of the people you played today. But then I went and listened to Randy Rhodes, who is, I would say, the strongest radio voice for the left, and I don't know why I never hear her name mentioned on your show.
Because we don't do national hosts, we do local. The radio hosts are local hosts. The only national stuff we do is what's on television.
Oh.
So Randy wouldn't come up any more than Rush Limbaugh would come up on this program or...
Understood, then.
Okay,
but
any of those.
The accusations of class warfare that you're leveling so easily, I don't think that the left are engaging in class warfare. A lot of the things we're saying are facts. That the fact is...
Well, but facts are, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. It's one person's fact is another person's fiction.
Well,
you may believe that it's fact,
people?
And it might be fact for you, but it may not be for somebody else.
Is it a fact that during the economic crisis over the last few years, the rich people have gotten richer and richer and richer beyond all records?
I don't know that. I was let me give you an example. I don't mind, Andy, hold on a second. I don't mind giving you an example. From 2000, late 2002 until mid to late 2007, I made a lot of money doing this radio program. And I was what some people might have referred to as rich. I'm not super rich or wasn't super rich, but I had, I was able to make in the millions. Let's put it that way. In the economic downturn that we are now in, I am not even breaking even. What I'm doing is losing money every single day, and I have whatever I built up over that time period I have spent to keep my organization going and alive. I am not by any stretch of the imagination, nor was I ever, super rich. I was well off. I have worked all my life, and I don't expect anything from anybody. I don't want anything from anybody. But I think that under the circumstances, to use these terms over and over again to apply to people in most circumstances who have worked hard like I have to build a business and to have something to show for it and now are having a tough time of it. There are a few people, the Bernie Madoffs, if you will, the Donald Trumps. There are folks, the Bloombergs, people who have come upon an idea and secured their own future by having a product or a service or an idea that wasn't duplicated, and so they really made out. Those people may be in the category that you're talking about, but those people invest their money one way or another, goes back into the system to keep the new ideas coming, the investments in, for example, what's going on in Silicon Valley. There are lots of people that are investing lots of money there to get new companies started. Those things are discouraged with the tax policies that have been suggested to replace the ones that are there now. I think that's the point. I appreciate your call, and I'm Sorry to have made it so personal, but maybe there's an inference there that helps. 51 after the hour.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the free foragers forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let me continue this with a story, if you will, or... I'm reminded of the words of my friend Dave Ramsey, who says one of the guiding principles of what he does is that people matter. And the danger that we face, I think, in our country is becoming transactional instead of relational in our business dealings, in our political dealings. It's all about a transaction. It's get what you can get while you can get it. And you don't build relationships that way. And I think that that's a very poignant point, frankly. And I think it affects all people, all walks of life, all careers, politics. Especially, you can't just make a deal and not understand what the ramifications are for the people who are involved in the deal. Sooner or later, that stuff blows up in your face. It's all about relationships. It really is. And so I tell you the story about me because I think that it is the story of lots of other people who have had small businesses who hang in there because they think that the future is going to get better. I think things are going to be a lot better next year toward the middle of the year. I don't tell you that you're all going to get jobs, but I think the economy is going to turn around. In fact, I think the economy is going to find a way to deal with all this unemployment, which is not good, again, for those who are unemployed. So maybe it's time, if you are unemployed, to stop thinking about at least some of you getting a job and trying to create something, because sooner or later, no matter what, the unemployment stuff's going to dry up. It is. And people who are not eager to be identified in that caste, if you will, are working about the business of trying to find something that they can do for themselves, even while they are unemployed. And I think that there are, you know, we tend to, again, paint things with a broad brush, and I might be guilty of that sometimes myself. All of this and all of that. There are exceptions to every rule, and some of them are fairly large. Does every person who is really rich do good things with his or her money? No, of course not. But do the majority of people do good things? Yep. Now, it may be in their self-interest to do that, but it's why question the motive? It's just the fact that things are being done that are good. And that is relational. You see something that needs to have some support, and you give it to it. All in all, we are, I think, as a people... we're still most of us pretty solid when it comes to wanting to work with and help the other person. It's not always just about you. It's about everybody. This tax cuts for the wealthy stuff, the conversation has got to go because it is specious and unwarranted, unjustified, and unfair. And it's not unintelligent. Larry calling from Lynchburg, Virginia. You're on the Countdown Live, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about the extension of the tax cuts. It just makes me bristle to hear Senator Brown, talk about how, the Senate, the government can't afford to give this money, to the wealthy. It's not his money to give.
Right.
The wealthy make this money. They take the risk to make this money. They get educated to make this money. They invest their, blood, sweat, and tears into making that money. I'm not rich. I don't make above $250,000. And, the notion that Keith Olbermann brings up about the idle rich, that's a crock, for the same reason.
It's aimed at inflaming people, getting them angry and getting them to react, which is his job. Is it?
You're spot on.
Yeah. Is it fair? Is it right? Is it just? Does it make sense? It depends on how you look at the facts. From his point of view, he's getting paid a couple of million bucks a year to stir the pot. His job is to get the needle to move at whatever time of evening. What is he on? 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? Whatever time he's on. He's got to get the needle. He's got to get people to watch MSNBC. That's his job, and that's all he's concerned about. And that's, frankly, what he ought to be concerned about. Maybe there are other things that lay into it, but in this case, most of what he says, I think he really believes, as is the case with many people, whether on the radio or the television, they really do say what they believe. Others say things just because they want to stir the pot. It's different.
You're right.
Yeah.
And the notion, too, the other commentator said about the Bush years being the slowest job-creating years. Well, when you get to a certain point, the 4.5 range percent of unemployment. You can't go anywhere.
But you know what, Larry?
So it's kind of duplicitous.
If we had the illegal immigration thing handled better, our unemployment picture would still be better than it was even then when we had 4% unemployment. Thanks for your call. Talk Radio Countdown Show thanks the following sources which were used in the production of the program today: MSNBC, Fox, CNN, C-SPAN, CBS, Frank Beckman Show, Joe Pagliarola. David Serrata's program was used, Frank Shires. The Talk Radio Countdown, written by Jeff Clothie, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. This program is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Thank you for being a participant. Lots of things were covered in this hour, and that was a good thing.